From Spark and Anvil and Number Sense, this is Factor Fiona in Chapter 1 of the Number Sense cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Dev sat in the dim light of his bedroom, staring at the glowing screen of his tablet. The screen displayed a single, stubborn number, 24. It sat in the center of the grid like a gray concrete block, cold and unyielding. The problem asked him to find a way through, but to Dev, 24 was just a wall. It was a solid, heavy lump of a number with no handles and no doors. He tapped his pencil against his chin, scowling at the glass. "You're looking at it like it's a solid brick," a voice said. Dev jumped, his pencil slipping from his fingers, as Factor Fiona appeared beside his digital workspace. She wore a heavy leather tool belt that clinked with brass clips and small steel wrenches. She didn't look like a cartoon. She looked like someone who spent her afternoons fixing lawnmower engines. "Isn't it?" Dev muttered, glancing down at his blank scratch paper. "It's just 24, one big number that won't go where I want it to." Fiona smiled and unclipped a small silver caliper from her belt. "Only on the outside," she said. "Watch." She tapped the screen with the tip of her tool, and the gray block of 24 shuddered. A thin, glowing seam appeared down the middle, then another, until the block split into six neat columns of four. "See?" Fiona said, her fingers moving as if she were sliding drawers open. "It's not a lump. It's built. Right now, it's six fours." She tapped it again, and the column shifted, sliding into three rows of eight. "Or eight threes," she continued, her voice quiet and steady. "Or four sixes. Or 12 twos. They are all packed inside there, waiting." Dev leaned in, the blue light reflecting in his eyes. "They're all in there at the same time?" "Every single one," Fiona said. "These are its factors, the smaller numbers that multiply together to build the big one. Once you see the seams, you can take the whole thing apart."
Fiona had learned to see these hidden seams when she was 10 years old. Her uncle was a cabinet maker, and his workshop always smelled of sweet cedar shavings, mineral spirits, and warm wood glue. She used to sit on a three-legged stool in the corner, watching him work. He would stand before a finished oak dining chair, running his rough hands over the smooth backrest. To Fiona, the chair was just a chair, but her uncle saw something completely different. "Look here, Fee," he would say, pointing to a seamless corner. "This isn't just one piece of wood. It's a mortise and tenon joint. The peg goes in here, and the pocket holds it tight." He would tap the joint with a wooden mallet, explaining how the grain of the oak ran. "Once you build a chair, you can never look at one as just a seat again," he told her, wiping sawdust from his apron. "You see the joints, you see the pegs, and once you know how a thing is put together, you can fix it, or copy it, or change it entirely." Fiona took that lesson and carried it into her math notebook. Numbers stopped being flat drawings on a page. 36 wasn't just a symbol anymore. It was a little wooden chest made of six sixes, or nine fours, or three twelves. Each number became a kit of parts. When a difficult multiplication problem landed on her desk, she didn't panic. She simply reached for her mental toolbox, found the seams, and pulled the numbers apart into friendlier pieces.
The next afternoon, Fiona found a girl named Sana staring blankly at a long division problem. Sana was chewing on the cap of her blue pen, her notebook covered in messy eraser smudges. The screen showed a calculation that required her to multiply a large decimal by 24. "I hate 24s," Sana whispered to her desk. "It's too big. I always mess up the carrying part." Fiona sat on the edge of the digital margin, swinging her boots. "Then don't use 24. Use its blocks." Sana looked up, blinking. "What do you mean? The problem says 24. "Sure, but 24 is just a disguise," Fiona said, tapping her leather belt. "What is 24 made of? 6 times 4? Sana offered. Perfect, Fiona said. Or 8 times 3. Let's use 8 and 3. Instead of multiplying by 24 all at once, multiply your number by 8 first, then take that answer and multiply it by 3. Sana frowned, her pen hovering over the paper. Is that allowed? It's your workshop, Fiona said with a dry shrug. You own the numbers. You can handle them however you like. Sana slowly wrote down the first step. She multiplied the decimal by 8, which was surprisingly easy. Then she took the result and multiplied it by 3. She stared at the final number, then compared it to the answer key. It worked, Sana said, a tiny smile breaking through her frown. That was actually simple. It felt like 2 small steps instead of 1 giant mountain. That is the secret, Fiona said, leaning back. A hard number is just easy numbers wearing a mask. Take it apart, deal with the pieces 1 by 1, and the scary thing falls apart in your hands. In the margin of her notebook, Sana wrote a note to herself. Break the big numbers into factors. Do the easy pieces first.
For Fiona, the best part of the job wasn't the correct answers. It was the moment a kid stopped looking at a number with fear. She spent an hour that Friday with Theo, a boy who used to freeze whenever a 3-digit number appeared on his screen. To Theo, the number 120 was a fortress wall. He would stare at it, his shoulders rising toward his ears, waiting for the inevitable mistake. Walls are only scary because you think you have to climb over them, Fiona told him. She unbuckled a small brass pry bar from her belt and handed it to him across the screen. But this number isn't solid stone. It's just a stack of blocks. Where are the seams? Theo looked at the digital pry bar, then at the number 120. It ends in a 0, so 10 is in there? Exactly, Fiona said. 10 is a massive seam. Pop it open. Theo tapped the screen. The number split into 10 and 12. He let out a breath he seemed to have been holding for 10 minutes. Now look at 12, Fiona prompted. What's inside? 4 and 3, Theo said quickly. Or 6 and 2. Keep going, Fiona urged. Take it all the way down. Within a minute, the giant, terrifying 120 was gone. In its place sat a neat row of small, manageable factors, 2s, 3s, and 5s. They looked like clean wooden blocks ready for a building project. It's not a wall anymore, Theo said. He touched one of the digital 2s, spinning it around. It's just a kit. It was always a kit, Fiona said. You just had to find the seams.
As the sun dipped below the horizon, the servers began to cool. The bright blue light of the digital workspace faded into a soft, quiet amber. Fiona unbuckled her heavy tool belt. She hung it carefully on its brass hook beside her desk, the leather creaking in the quiet room. It was the exact same way her uncle used to hang his belt at the end of a long day in the woodshop. On the main dashboard, Fio's final message remained active, glowing softly in the twilight. Numbers aren't walls, the message read. They're kits. I'm the one in charge of the pieces. Fiona read the words twice. A quiet, steady pride settled in her chest. It was the pride of a builder who had finally taught an apprentice how to see. She knew that a kid who understood the insides of a number could never be truly intimidated by it. There was a deep confidence in knowing that nothing is truly solid. Once you realize that everything built can be understood, you are no longer a spectator. You are the maker, ready to take the world apart and build it better.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Factor Fiona. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.